Okay,
okay,
Janelle, I have a question for you.
Okay.
You were saying that you were glad to be a recovering rescuer.
Oh, yes.
And you actually stood your ground and did not rescue. How did the normal rescuee feel about that?
You mean what were my typical ways of trying not to be a rescuer without...
Or how, you know, the responses that you got from people that were expecting you to rescue.
Oh.
Once you stopped doing what you were doing.
Yeah.
I was mean. I didn't care. I didn't... you don't love me as much anymore. What's the matter? And all kinds of accusations going on like that. The ante actually went up.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of finding that there was less chaos, the situations escalated. And there were more and more situations, bursts of anger, accusations, more destructive behavior on the part of my ex-husband. It wasn't fun. It was like jumping from the frying pan into the fire.
And that really is what we also caution people as they begin to make changes in the relationship, that it does lead into more sabotage behaviors.
Yes.
One of the things we want to be very clear about is that even when you are learning to extract yourself from these unhealthy, dysfunctional, or ungodly kind of connections, it's really important to remember that the people that you have been connected with are not going to understand that this is a good thing that you're doing. They'll probably, initially at least, feel pretty abandoned, as Janelle was saying. Like, what's wrong with you, and why aren't you acting this way anymore? And they really begin to feel almost as though you are abandoning them and you don't care about them anymore. And then that's that hook, kind of like what Marcia was saying, you know, when your son said, oh, but I don't have anywhere else to go and I need you.
Exactly.
And so that was a very powerful response, which in turn drew you back on.
Yeah.
And I really like to be clear that I don't think people do this maliciously at all, for the most part. Every now and then there might be somebody, but really I think they do it more out of fear and out of concern because they want to be connected to you and they don't know that there's another way to be connected. If I don't have drama and crisis in my life that you have to run in and either get mad at me or rescue me from, what would we have to talk about?
Yep.
Yeah. So the ante goes up and... Mm-hmm. If they are a persecutor, they might get more angry,
mm-hmm.
and or they're a victim. I always remember when my son was little, and he was a whiner. He played the victim very well.
Ooh.
Often. And I could be a good rescuer, but then I would get tired of it, and I would be the persecutor. Well, as I pulled myself out of that and detached, his whining went up.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to tolerate that for a while until he learned and came back down to a reasonable level.
It's not going to work anymore?
And I had to tolerate that even higher level of whining until he got the idea.
Mm-hmm. And that toleration means you have to tolerate without getting angry.
Right.
Or at least without acting into it.
Right.
Which would put you over into probably the persecutor role.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's why it's hard, as you were saying at the beginning of our discussion, Barb, when one person is understanding this and the other people that are involved in the triangle don't understand it, it makes it very difficult for the person who is coming into understanding to detach and extract from that because the other people are in their roles. And there's a comfort zone in those roles.
I understand it.
I understand this. I know the way I'm supposed to act. I know the way I'm supposed to respond. I know what you're supposed to be doing, and I know how I need to react. And then all of a sudden, I'm out of it. And what do? I don't know how I'm supposed to act anymore.
Mm-hmm. It's almost as though you're breaking the contract with me. This is what our relationship is, and now you're not doing what you've always done.
Exactly.
Yeah, I went through some of that with my son when I set the boundaries and I was starting to keep them. I found that the mess that started in his room that became so obnoxious began to spread to the rest of my house. Before he finally brought things back, when I basically was able to state that I will not clean up your messes, you will take care of them. If you don't, you will have to leave because I will not live this way. So that was my boundary. Mm-hmm. And he cleaned up the mess and he did stay. I do have to say I'm very proud of him. He has moved out now. And he's not going to be coming back home. I'm pretty sure of that. So,
she says pretty sure.
Well, if he does,
it does
will
he bring
be,
his laundry home?
No.
No,
I don't do
probably
his laundry.
Piling up.
I don't know. I don't go to his house. But he does come to visit me. But he is out on his own now. And he's actually very happy. And I don't expect him to come back home. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the chaos had to get worse before it got better and mm-hmm. before he understood that I really was going to keep my boundary. Mm-hmm. And I had to give him an ultimatum and say that, you know, these things must change by this date. And part of that included him getting a job. Mm-hmm. And there were a few other things I had to lay down for him too. But he did do all those things ultimately when he realized that I wasn't going to play this game that we had been engaged in for so many years. Mm-hmm. And it was a very uncomfortable time making that transition for him and for me both.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the real kickers, I think, is you're a responsible person. Mm-hmm. And so you're trying to respond and deal with it in a responsible way. And then when you lay that responsibility down, mm-hmm. the chaos grows. And then people look at you and say, oh, what's wrong with her?
You're not as nice as you used to be.
Yeah. Yeah. You're mean.
Yeah. And that's really where the relationship with Yeshua really comes in, because it's hard. This mm-hmm. this is where the real strength has to come in to stand in those appropriate boundaries. Mm-hmm. And not give in to the heart pulls and things like that, the inappropriate behavior, and just really keeping my eyes focused on Yeshua. You know, like you said before, Lori, do you trust me? You know, do you trust Yeshua? Yeah, because it does get worse before it gets better. And the only one that we can cling to is Yeshua.
And I think that's why we have over and over again use the pray, stay, and don't run away.
Exactly.
Because when we try to work our way out of that triangle, people have a tendency to run.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, and even in relationships with others, you know, that's what this is all about. How do we relate to other people? And once we learn that we need to put our trust in Yeshua, then we also, there comes a point where you have to learn how you can relate to other people, how to trust other people. And I eventually got to the point where I realized, you know, I have to trust Yeshua in this person.
Exactly. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, I cannot necessarily, in a sense, we can't totally 100% trust any one person, any mm-hmm. one human being.
That's right.
And so to evaluate a relationship and think, okay, where is this person in their relationship with Yeshua? And can I trust that? Can I trust him in them and him working through them? And understand that, you know, when things don't go quite my way and what I expect of the relationship, you know, the natural reaction is, why aren't you doing the way what I want you to do? You know, doing what I expect. But then mm-hmm. I have to step back and pray about it and realize, you know, okay, how is Yeshua working through this? Mm-hmm. And sometimes he allows certain stressors to happen to bring out
fully exposed
you know, issues that are there in ourselves so that we can deal with them.
Exactly on that thought, does it not seem to most people that if problems erupt, there's something wrong, I better get out of here, mm-hmm. rather than
yes.
what we have come
Instead.
To understand? Yeah, as we've talked about it, when those issues come up, how do we embrace it and prayerfully address it by saying, okay, Abba, you've allowed this conflict, this issue, this whatever it is to come up. Now, would you grant us the strength and the wisdom to work through it and get out the other side? And this, I remember some people saying in our fellowship group that they had never seen anybody do that before. They were just floored. And I think that was the time when the people from the Reverend Sun Young Moon were invited to our fellowship. And we were discussing, how did this happen?
Yeah. Yes. That was the surprise.
Yeah. So if we see that people are... Understand that there are times that we are to hold on and persevere and pray and work it through with that person. But have we not also experienced that there are some times when that has to come to an end?
Yes.
And what are the clues? How do you know?
I interject on that one?
Please.
Recently, in a situation in my family, I had to break relationships and I had to stay away from certain family members. And it was a real, real hard time on that triangle, bouncing around all over the place. That the Lord showed me different things in my family and in me, and how I was rescuing and I was jumping around all over. And then He showed me it was time to break relationships, because on that triangle, members of my family are in total darkness and they are not even trying to serve Him. And what does light have to do with darkness?
Yes.
So, it's time to break those relationships. So, from going through that, I've learned some of the stuff on that triangle, and I've been looking at that more, and the codependency, and I've been learning more from all of that on how to handle different situations and backing away from stuff a little bit now, not jumping in there right away to rescue somebody or different things. But there's been relationships now broken and gone out of my life.
Carly, you mentioned too that you were aware of outright lies.
Yes.
And so that was an indication to you. Now, are these people that are trying to work toward God-honoring relationships, are they people who are seriously moving toward health? And if at some point you see that somebody isn't, it's not that it's ours to judge them. Yeshua, you know, He's our final judge. But we also can make some wiser decisions about who we fellowship with and who we spend time with.